Thank you. John 11, verse 1, we'll read together here with the Bible. With me, follow me as I read, and as you follow me. Now a certain man was sick, named who? Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was at Mary, which anointed the Lord's appointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Look at verse 3. Therefore his sister said to him, Jesus here, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. I love this verse, verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister in the land. And when he had heard therefore that he was sick, this is interesting, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. There's a reason behind that. He didn't rush right away. Going to challenge and grow their faith. Look at verse 17. Jump down to verse 17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave. How many days? 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. It's about 2 miles. But 2 miles. You can imagine walking distance. Bethany was very close to Jesus. And many of the Jews came to Mary, Martha, and Mary. Their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then Martha, she went out to Jesus. Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, thou hast been here, my brother. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to you. He can say that. Resurrection of Lazarus here. It was a shadow of things to come. This is towards the end of Jesus Christ's 3-year ministry on earth, and it's a picture of whose resurrection is coming up. Jesus Christ, he's going to rise from the dead very soon after this. It was near Jerusalem. Bethany was only 2 miles away. It spread like wildfire, what Jesus did for Lazarus. Galilee is a much further distance from Jerusalem. And don't Jesus didn't get here. Walked on water. He did some amazing events in Cana. But guess what? That's like saying, well, have you heard what's going on in the Colorado Valley today? Oh, that's just something going on in the jungle over there. Hey, that's not anything going on. But imagine this happening in right down the road here, Cooney, and we're Jerusalem. It's hard to deny what's happening 2 miles away. And all the Pharisees and Sadducees who live essentially are finally realizing, you know what, this is a real thing. And they get very upset. Actually, this event begins to trigger really the demise of Jesus Christ on earth. But they say, that's it. We have to take him out. Word is spreading. He not only has a following, but now people are believing on him. They really believe he's the Messiah. And we're going to lose our power as Pharisees and Sadducees if we don't extinguish what's going on here. It caused many, the resurrection of Lazarus caused many to believe on the name of the Lord in Jerusalem. They were culminating miracles, once again, that it raised the Pharisees enough to plot Christ's crucifixion. We don't know what Lazarus contracted as a disease, if it was an accident. We just know that he was sick and that he died. But I like the response of his sister, Mary and Martha. The first person to go to is who? I don't know about you, when I face trials and tribulation in my life, biblical days, that the first person I want to go to is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm the first person to turn to. When you face, it's not a matter of if, it's when you face difficult days. What's your first response? Nobody keeps the message, Lord. I like the action of these sisters. When I look at the story real quickly here, first thing I see is one, there's a problem. Lazarus has been dead 4 days. The taking note number one is there's a problem. Look at verse 14. The Bible says this. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is what? Lazarus is what? Say with me, church? Dead. There's a problem there. John 11:32 says this. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been there, my brother had not died. We have a big problem. Lazarus is dead. Secondly, I see the person. The person, what does all those Lazarus again. Secondly, the person, Jesus Christ. Look at John 11, 21 through 27. Let's jump down to 23. We left off. Verse 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha kind of gets extra spiritual right here. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we're over spiritual like things that are happening in our lives. They try to find a silver lining, and that's what we need to do. But sometimes God's going to do a miracle right in front of your face. And sometimes we have to have the faith to believe that. You know, like he says there, he says, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Amen. That's true, Martha. And Jesus said unto her, I like what he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And like this, verse 26, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Say that the name of the Lord is our name right here. I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Jesus always changes the story, doesn't he? When Jesus enters the life, things are different. The life of a teenager, we witness that camp, is different after Christ enters. I like Jennifer's testimony. I believe she's being baptized today. And she said, today was the best day of my life, the day of her salvation. Can I get an amen? And when Jesus enters the life, things are different. I remember when I got saved as a teenage boy, 13 years old, disrespectful, vulgar language, vulgar things I used to watch and crave. My desires were wicked, and I was on a terrible path. I remember Pastor Tim, who came and preached. He preached to me as a 13-year-old boy, and he told me, this gift of eternal life is free. It's the most important thing, and it's free. Eternal life is free. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't swim your way to receive it. It is free, and the only way to receive it is an ask. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a 13-year-old boy. God got in my life. And I was transformed. My desires changed. My heart changed. I was a new creature in Christ. All things passed away. Behold, what? All things become what? New. It was true in my life. Even my mom, she began to come to church. She saw change in me and my brother's life. We saw beating each other up. We stopped, you know, boys would be boys, and we were living more than boys would be boys, all right? And we would have fights, and my mom said, I was a good teacher most of the time. And my brother would come into the room, he'd have to lie to me, or, you know, like that, fighting with me. And now the boys would be boys, we used to get really mad at each other. I remember my brother swearing at my mom, you know, swearing at the Lord. Stop. Don't let that say. No one told us, hey, stop swearing. Holy Spirit began to take presence in my life, and he changed me. Jesus always changes the story. He changes your youth group. He changes your school. He changes your neighborhood. He changes our church. He changes your home when you allow him to change your home. I see there's a problem. Lazarus is dead. Secondly, the birth of Jesus Christ, he changes the situation. Thirdly, listen up here, I see the power. The power. Where is the power? It's in God's holy word. His spoken word restores life. God's word is alive. It is powerful. It is quick, which means to make alive. Look at John 11, 41 through 44. You guys quote verse 41. Jump down in your Bible. John 11, verse 41. When you're there, say amen. Then they took away the stone from the place where dead Lazarus was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I say it. Why? That they didn't go. I want to remind you, church family, of the same word that spoke this world into existence in Genesis, the same word that spoke Lazarus back to life, is the same exact word that we hold in our hands this morning. God's word never changes. It has always been powerful. It's going to continue to be powerful. Bible says his word, heaven and earth will pass over, my word will endure forever. And its effect is based not on the sower, but on the soil of our hearts. The same sun that melts the butter hardens the clay. We learned that can't house your soil this morning. God's word is powerful. I wonder how your soil is this morning. Maybe we can use an altar here. Maybe you pray in our season and ask God, hey God, why haven't you spoken to me at church? Hey, why haven't I been passionate about you? Hey, why haven't things changed in my life? Why don't I sense your joy in certain situations? And please look for hard times, but hey, the joy, Lord, is our strength. We got a question to take inventory of our lives. Maybe we have some soil that needs to get plowed up. Maybe we have some soil that isn't receiving the word of God. Because the word of God is powerful. If we're not changed, if we're not affected by the preaching of God's word, don't blame the preacher. Don't blame the book. It's our hearts. It's our hearts. In the beginning, the Bible says, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I heard it taught as a young boy how you treat God's Word. I want you to picture that's Jesus Christ right there. He is the Word made flesh. Do we ignore it? Do we put him on our calendar? We look, people up maybe once a week when we come to church. How is our time with the Word of God? It's powerful. It's quick. Look at Hebrews 4:12 says, you have to turn it, but listen. For the word of God is quick, that means to make alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divide asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. At camp, we have what we call soap, scripture, observation, application, prayer, soap. But every morning, after breakfast, we have a few walking through the local time and nothing made to us. Thank you. Jews would wait and believe on Jesus. Amen. So let's say, Lord, I'd like to hear this. I don't need to change. Where was the Thank you.